do the audio. Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Cambridge License Commission. It's Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. It's 3:04 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you, the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney, and Branfield Bard. First matter,
applicant. We're being audio taped.
Oh, sorry, being audio taped and videotaped.
Quick question. The woman with the baby, is she here on a particular matter?
No.
Oh, okay, otherwise I was going to call it first. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Ms. Lynn.
Application Rains International Massachusetts Incorporated, doing businesses, Giu Kaku, 18 Elliott Street, holder of common victualler wine and malt license number 11524, has applied for a change of manager to Ko Lee.
Giu Kaku?
Madam Chair, the proposed manager of record is having a little difficulty parking. May I request a second call?
Absolutely, second call. Thank you.
Application Enterprise Rent-A-Car Company of Boston, LLC, doing business as Enterprise Rent-A-Car, has applied for a letting of motor vehicles license for 42 vehicles at 100 Cambridge Site Place.
Hi, how are you?
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My name is Becky Marcinkovich, B-E-C-K-Y-M-A-R-C-I-N-K-E-V-I-C-H. I'm the Regional Operations Manager for Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Thank you. And this is to open up one at a Cambridge Side Gallery, is that right?
Yes.
And whereabouts in Cambridge Side Gallery would
this
be?
It's in the parking garage, level G1, in the pavilion.
And will there be an office? The office is also going to be in the garage?
Yes, exactly. There's a little flower shop down there. There's also, I think, a luggage store.
Oh, I see. So in that, middle
exactly,
area.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So I think there was a shoe repair company there previously that we're taking over for.
Who's going to be the manager of that location?
We haven't hired a manager yet.
Okay. And do you know when you expect to be open?
We're hoping for May 23rd.
And you haven't hired the manager yet?
we go on the fly.
See that.
You never know who's going to be eligible.
Okay. So I looked at the application. The only thing that's missing, I need to know who the manager is going to be and also the proof of workers' comp. I know you're doing renewal, so I believe we have it.
I'm not sure if that was in there, but...
Is it the same one as all the other
exactly.
ones that you're renewing now?
Exactly.
So we can certainly pull it from that. Okay. And Ms. Linton mentioned something about the ad was printed wrong by the newspaper.
Yes.
So it's going to reprint or it reprinted. So I think what I'm going to suggest is that we leave this open until May 9th just in case to hear from the abutters and then we can vote on it then. But I don't foresee an issue, at least from my perspective, I don't foresee an issue in granting it.
And I did send out the correct ad that was supposed to print to the abutters. That's what all of those documents are. So even though it wasn't actually a copy from the paper, it was what the notice was supposed to be.
Okay. So
I provided her with the ad that we had sent in.
Okay, perfect. So I would just say May 9th, and then maybe by then you still know the manager.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Application Adco Realty LLC is...
I'm sorry. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Application Adco Realty LLC has applied for a new garage license for 5 vehicles and 50 gallons of gasoline and the tanks of autos only at 314 Hurley Street.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Sure. Daniel Adelson, Adco Development, LLC, DanielAdelson. The property is technically owned by Micah Realty, M-I-C-A-H.
M-I-C-A-H,
Realty, LLC. There's already a condo association formed, Hurley Street Residences.
Hurley?
Yep. Hurley Residences, excuse me.
Thank you.
Yep. Kyle Dexter with Concept Building. Builders.
Kyle, how do we spell your last name?
D-E-X-T-E-R.
Thank you.
Jeff Capello, Concept Building.
And your last name?
C-A-P-E-L-L-O.
C-A-P-E?
LLO.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So did we get the fire signature on this?
We did.
So this is a 5-unit complex that we built over the last year and a half. Consists of 3 standalones and 2 townhouses side by side. We've attached them all with a half-story underground garage that houses 5 parking spots only for the owners in the complex. We have all the proper sprinkler systems that were requested from the fire department, as well as all the proper carbon monoxide and whatnot as requested. We've got all our sign-offs and are fully permitted at this point.
And the condo association is not going to charge for the parking spaces, correct?
No, they're not. We built 5 units, 5 parking spots.
Makes sense.
They're all condominiums, not rental apartments.
They're all condominiums.
Okay.
Any other questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I will go to Grant. Oh, sorry. Yes, ma'am.
I'm in a butter.
If you can please state your name for the record.
I was curious as to why, after everything is built and people are occupying, it seems to me like you're closing the barn door after the horse is gone. I mean, if there was any problem with the gas being in the building, would you now say, oh, these places have to be torn down? I mean, why does Cambridge not get the okay to do this before anything is built? I mean, I'm not completely opposed. I just think it seems like you're doing it in a backward fashion.
Well, they get a lot of permits through ISD and fire, and this is not, this is the last step in that long process. So I disagree, but.
Should have been the first step in the process.
No, ma'am. And not according to the law either, but thank you. Well, anything else?
Okay, no, that's it.
Anyone else?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I would vote to Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Grant said.
Just for the record, the fire permit has been applied for, but because of the situation, it hasn't been able to be approved as yet.
I believe he approved it this afternoon.
Oh.
Is what he told me.
Okay.
So just make sure to forward that, because the license won't be able to issue until you submit.
Yeah, I have a copy of his email. If you want, just
no,
say.
No, I just want this. Okay. Just forward me a copy of the permit.
Okay. No problem.
Can I just ask you for signatures for a copy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Application Surya Binayak Incorporated, doing business as City Liquors, has applied to transfer the all-alcoholic package store license at 12 Museum Way, held by Museum Market Corp, and a change of location from 12 Museum Way to 212 Hampshire Street. Vinod Pradhan is proposed manager of record of a premise described as approximately 2,500 square feet on the first floor and 3 rooms, 2 entrances and 2 exits.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Commissioners Andrew Upton for the applicant. With me is Binoj Pradhan, BINOJ PRADHAN, proposed manager of record and 100% owner of Surya Biniak.
Thank you. You want to start?
Sure. This is a transfer of the museum market license to a new upscale proposed package store at 212 Hampshire, which is the current site of the Riles Jazz Club. Mr. Perdon is the owner-operator of City Liquors, so he's also already a approved manager of record and approved licensee in the city. He has experience in both on- and off-premise retail alcohol sales. He's been a popular package store retailer in Cambridge for some time now. He started out with some restrictions from the board on his first store, but those have been lifted, and his reputation is excellent in his community and hasn't had any problems. He knows the business, he knows the customers, and his character and fitness to hold a license are excellent. We believe there's a public need for the for a license at this location. It's a dense urban area. There's a lot of walking traffic. There's a changing demographic that appeals to Mr. Perdon's approach to tastings, pairings, craft beers and liquors and the like. He has met with the Inman Square Neighborhood Association, and he can tell you about that. We believe the convenience of this, and also the fact that this will now turn into a package store with a much earlier close than a club, with a much lower likelihood of noise, music, patrons who've had too much of a good time coming out and disturbing the neighbors. We believe this will be a lower impact use than currently exists. All that being said, Binoge would like to talk a little bit about himself and his concept.
Before we go there, Counselor, I'm interested in knowing how you expect us to vote on this when there's currently a liquor license attached to that location.
I believe it is appropriate for you to vote on this. A liquor license, I believe you're referring to the law that says you cannot have two liquor licenses on one location. When and if you vote to approve this one, that is not the final granting of a license for this location. That comes when the ABCC Commission approves. We have an agreement in place with the landlord who says he will turn in the license right before the ABCC approves. So technically there will never be two licenses on the premises.
But what we have, we do have Riles, the holder of the Riles license, a letter from him saying that he intends to shut down at the end of June and he will turn in his license on July 1st. But, quite frankly, I don't see how we can vote on this application when there's currently a liquor license attached to it. And considering the fact that this person can change their mind and say, you know what, on June 30, say, I'm not going to turn in the license, I don't see how we can vote on this when there's still a license attached to it.
Right. The legal requirement is that there be no license on the premise at the time the ABCC votes to finally grant the license. So if the landlord, who I believe to be credible and trustworthy, turns in his license the day before the commission votes, everything should be fine. If he does not, the commission would not vote, and the license could never be granted, and the application would be rejected. For the record, I have had this discussion with the executive director of the ABCC, who confirmed that that is an appropriate course.
Mr.
Hi. Thank you for having me here. My name is Binoz Pradhan. I've been in summer Cambridge business for the past 3 years now. I was here before regarding the legal transfer for the site. I was put on a sort of a watch list, I guess. I don't know how to put it, probation. And I did show that my skill and my expertise and also trying to be a part of the neighborhood, and they lifted that ban on that. So other than that, I operate other businesses. I have full liquor license restaurants in Somerville. I own another liquor store in Union Square. I have a bar license that I'm supposed to open in Somerville again, a new restaurant. So I have multiple restaurants with liquor, so I have a lot of experience with that.
So this space, well, not the entire space, the building is right now occupied by one licensee. you're only proposing to take...
half the space.
So just the first floor or half of the first floor?
For half of the first floor.
Do you have any plans?
So basically the other place we're going to rent it out to another retail space, and that was what was discussed on the Inman Square neighborhood meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All the neighbors wanted me to come up with other potential tenants, so they would, you know, approve those tenants or say that's a good fit for the neighborhood. So I agreed with that, and that's what's going to happen is once the other space is available and if I have multiple applicants, I'm going to go back to the Inman Square Neighborhood Association again, present them with other possible tenants, and they will help me with selection.
So you are, what's the $475,000 for in your transaction?
$475,000 is the purchase for the license.
Which license? You're not purchasing. Oh, you mean the museum.
Museum.
And the $25,000 is what you intend to spend on.
Yeah, because the building is all in equipped with all the amenities like sprinkler, has elevator, has egresses, has all the alarms. So basically, I'm just going to be doing a little bit of solving because we're only occupying half the space.
But you're renting the entire... I think I'm confused. You're not buying the building at all.
I'm also buying the building. That's something in the future that we're going to be discussing. But right now, that's not the...
Okay, so you don't own the building.
No.
This transaction's meant to happen before you own the building.
Yes.
And then once you own the building, you're... planning on breaking down the first floor and putting some other type of operation that you don't know what it's going
to
be?
Well, that's the thing. The Inman Square Neighborhood Association would like me to bring a couple of tenants to see if that would fit the neighborhood. That's what they would request.
And what do you plan to do with the second floor?
Well, we don't know that. That's the thing.
Okay.
Same thing is the Inman Square Neighborhood Association. I'm trying to be the part of the neighborhood, and I committed to my thing to the neighbor saying that I will bring all possible tenants and I will let them select who they want.
What's the square footage of the first floor?
4,500 square feet.
And you're only going to occupy?
2,500.
2,500.
Okay. Yeah. And the second floor is about 3,000 square feet and we don't know what's going on.
You don't envision that you will possibly expand the retail business occupy the whole first floor?
There's no point of expanding because the money that you're going to generate from rental income is going to be higher than what you're going to make from the business by expanding that many square footage. So.
Okay.
And of course, if approved, any expansion of the approved liquor premises would have to come back before the board.
Now, Counselor, I'm not sure if you or your client received the letter from, was it East Cambridge Neighborhood Association? I don't have the copy here.
East Cambridge Business Association.
East Cambridge Business Association, with regard to their concerns about the plan.
So I have not got the email yet, but let me tell you one thing. I approached East Cambridge Business Association, the first person, because I'm part of the East Cambridge Business Association. I reached out to my colleagues and said, listen, this is what I'm planning to do, and what should I do? I says, oh, you know what? You should go to Inman Square Neighborhood Association. And Jason actually referred me to Matt and Laureen, and I had multiple meetings with East Cambridge Business Chair and the Inman Square Neighborhood Business Association president. And they told me, okay, we can have a neighborhood meeting. So they had about 100 people there. About some of the neighbors that was present is here also in the meeting in this room right now. And basically, the chair was also invited. The East Campus Business Association member was also invited for the meeting, but he did not show up. So I did reach out to them. They never asked me to have a meeting with them or anything. They told me that I need to go and approach Inman Square Neighborhood Business Association. Inman Square Neighborhood Association, which I did. I have all the emails, all the documents that I asked who should I be reaching out to first to East Campus Business Association, and they told me you have to go to Inman Square Neighborhood Association, which I did, and I have the letter, and there are a few people that were present in the meeting as well.
Okay. And we haven't received anything from the Inman Square Neighborhood Association, correct? Now, Counselor, just as a matter of course, the question with regard as to whether he's been a manager of record before wasn't answered. If the board were to approve, I'm just going to say that he is, so that it doesn't slow it down, but just as an FYI, it was missed.
Okay, thank you.
Questions? Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? If you could please stand up and state your name and express your... if you can come forward, thank you.
Sorry. name is Joe Stromer, S-T-R-O-M-E-R. I'm a resident in Inman Square. And I was at the Inman Square Business Association meeting and heard the proposed use for the craft beer cellars. And I'm here in support because I think I love craft beer, and I think having that type of a package store in the neighborhood would be great to have a wider variety and be able to have more choices for craft beer in the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Hi, I wear a couple of hats here today. So first of all, I'm Gary Mitchell, and I own Ryle's 212 Hampshire Street. And I represent my family across the street of the office building where Cambridge Savings Bank is SNS Realty. First and foremost, as you all well know, my great-grandmother came to this country and landed on Fayette Street, and we have been in Inman Square for 100 years. So, that being said, we feel the square is dead in the daytime for retail. We've tried many, many occasions with the flower shop, the toy store. My mother grew up on Fayette Street, a lifelong Cambridge resident. And we've tried and tried and tried for retail. When Whole Foods came and went up to where Johnny's is, it really sucked the life out of the square. They do flowers, they do takeout, they do a lot of things. So the square, if you go down there today, yes, the S&S is bustling. And yes, tonight, police and fire would know the restaurants from 5 to 8 or 9. Not every night, Friday and Saturday nights, all the way down to Leech Mare and bustling. But in the daytime, there's not a lot of reasons to go into Inman Square. We feel that Dino, and he has a fine reputation, would help bring back some retail into the square. Right now, they're planning on moving Bellucci Park, and we have probably the first in the area for medical marijuana being offered in Inman Square. I went and told my family, they're all over the country. So I said, I don't know, medical marijuana should be in the hospital. Let the hospital make some money and reduce medical costs. They said, Gary, we're going to sell more wings and chicken soup than medical marijuana. So at any rate, are we in favor of it? Yeah, times have changed. So of course we are. And times have changed for Inman Square. With all due respect to community development and what have you, they would like Inman Square to be like Huron Avenue, a village. Less parking, more bicycle. First of all, Beacon Street, and then when it turns into Hampshire, is Route 128 for bicycles. It is the main thoroughfare into Boston. Sometimes I talk too much. I went to a meeting, and I don't know if you fellas remember Jimmy Finn, worked Inman Square. There was a traffic thing right in the middle of the square. He was there and waved the traffic around. Traffic cop, I guess they call it. To this day, I still give a pie every Thanksgiving to the crosswalk person that walked my kids to elementary school. We would put one of those traffic cops right in the middle of Inman Square, right next to the fire station. It'd be the safest square in the world, and everything would make a sense of community. Of course, I got booed away. That's okay, because that's what you really need. You start with the police, and you have someone part of the community. It works. So we sit there, and we say, okay, the park's moving next door, and medical marijuana. We have parking for our own cars. We think Dino, that someone that comes in, most of you are our customers, will pick up a bag of takeout, not spend too much time in his store, leave your car in our lot, and compliment, I believe, the S&S and help the square. So we're therefore in favor of it. We've looked at his other establishments. We are all immigrants to this country, an immigrant doing very well, and we think that it'll be a great addition to the square. I didn't bring a lawyer. My family has a reputation. We've been in business 100 years. I sent you folks a letter, said that we're going to turn in this license. Do you want me to get a letter canceling my insurance that day, etc., to make it more expensive for these folks to buy it? It really is unfair for me to have a lawyer here to tell you all of this. I'll bring the license here. You can hold it, and on that day, it's turned in. I don't take it as an insult, but it speaks to who we are and how we've served this community. So if you could have the wherewithal to help these folks buy that, I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Just want to say for the record, we have a letter from Councillor Toomey expressing support for the vision for the new building with reservations about Inman Square hosting a third liquor store. And the East Cambridge Business Association letter, Ms. Lynch, I know that you printed one, but I don't see it here, but I think that about the same thing.
Basically, yes.
With that said, Councillor, and with all due respect to you and the Executive Director of the ABCC, I'd really like to look a little bit more into whether or not we can grant this. I mean, I know of cases where the local board has granted it and then the ABCC has denied it because the local board cannot grant two licenses at the same location. With that said, I am not ready to vote on this application at this time. I don't know if my fellow commissioners are. If they are, they can vote, but I will not vote on this today.
I would express that I have the same concerns that the chair has. Just want to make sure that it's within our capability to do so.
I would agree with the chair with stating on the record that Mr. Mitchell's comments are well taken with respect to the years of service, and I do mean service, to the community by his family and the S&S restaurant. He is a man of his word, and I can speak to that firsthand.
Yeah, absolutely, and I no disrespect for Mr. Mitchell. It's just a matter of the letter of the law, but that's it for me.
Same sentiments.
Right. Would it be appropriate to close the hearing and postpone the vote until...
Well, I'll defer my vote today. So, yes, so I'm deferring the vote, so yes, so...
Deferred.
And is there a time frame?
We are in the middle of renewals, Counselor. I don't want to promise you next hearing because I don't know if I have time to look at this. But
okay,
I will not sit on this, and obviously we have to vote within 30 days anyway, so if it wouldn't be the next meeting in May, it would be the following meeting in May.
Right. We're certainly willing to work on your schedule. Would it be helpful for us to generate some type of legal memoranda to support our argument, or is there
Counselor,
something
you
else?
Can submit whatever you want to submit, but again, I want to look into this.
No doubt.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Application D.D. Ames Street Kendall LLC, doing business as Dumpling Daughter, has applied for a new common victualler wine and malt beverages license at 73 Ames Street. Proposed hours are 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, with seating for 45 inside and 20 patio seats on public property. Nadia Spellman is proposed manager of record of a premise described as 2,614 square feet, ground floor retail space with bathrooms, kitchen, and dining area, two entrances, three exits, 1,430 square foot mezzanine space, 213 square foot patio on the public sidewalk.
Now, I know that this petition is completely different from the next one, but since they're sort of interrelated, I'd like to call Nicole Liu to the front as well. Thank you, and if you can just call the matter, we will be discussing Dumpling Daughter first, but just so that the record's clear why we was also on.
Application Vester LLC, doing business as Vester, has applied for a new common victualler wine and malt beverages license at 73 Ames Street. Proposed hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days, with alcohol sales starting after 8 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. Sunday, with seating for 44 inside, 60 total occupancy, and 16 patio seats on public property. Nicole Liu is proposed manager of record, premise described as 1,184 square foot ground floor retail space with kitchen and dining area, four entrances, four exits, 180 square foot patio on the public sidewalk.
Okay. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My name is Nadia Liu Spellman, N-A-D-I-A-S-P-E-L-L-M-A-N.
Thank you.
And I'm Nicole Liu, N-I-C-O-L-E, last name L-I-U.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll start with Dumpling Daughter, but I asked you for it because I...
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be asking a lot of questions that are probably the same. Go ahead. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Dumpling Daughter, Ms. Spellman?
Very, very ecstatic to be here, honestly, because when I wrote this business plan, 5 years ago, I imagined Cambridge as my first location, and looked for about 3 years for the right location, and finally didn't actually find anything that panned out the way we wanted, and ended up opening the first location in Weston, Massachusetts, which is about 12 miles west of here. And it's been a proving 3 years now. It's been an incredible place to start. And now, finally, we're back to Cambridge. And even better, I'm doing it with my sister by my side. So it's a homestyle Chinese fare, really based on my mom's home cooking and the food that I love to eat growing up. It's proven to be a success in Weston, which serves families and work meetings on the weekdays. And we open 11:30 to 8 p.m. every day in Weston. And we have a lot of fans that come even from Cambridge. So we're excited to launch another one, very similar, in Cambridge. And in order to sign the lease at the Broad Institute on Ames Street, we had to serve breakfast. Now, I'm, like I said, wrote the business plan for a long time. I know what I like to do, and breakfast is not one of them. And so in order to serve the landlord and make the tenants happy and to diversify Kendall Square a little bit more, I asked my sister if she'd be willing to offer a breakfast selection with coffee and really approachable, beautiful food, like Dumpling Daughter, but a different cuisine. And so she agreed, and so only with her could I sign this lease at Ames Street. So here we are in Cambridge, again, really excited to be here.
But the operations will have hours that overlap, correct?
Yes. So Nicole's Concept Vester, which she can speak more about, will be open for breakfast. We hope to open around 11:30. And such as we did in Weston, you know, we opened until 9 and we saw what the traffic was. And in Weston, not many people dine after 8 p.m., so after about a month, we decided that it wasn't worth it to keep employees there for the few customers that would come in. And I think that Kendall is kind of a similar animal in the fact that we just don't know what the traffic will be on the weekends or after 8 o'clock. And from a business sense, it may not be wise to open much past, you know, 9 if it's quiet. So Nicole will be open before us, and she or, you know, Vester or Dumpling Daughter may be open past the other one, depending on what the demands are.
Okay. Now, you guys will basically be sharing. Are you sharing, that I look at these floor plans correctly, are you sharing the, like, facilities, like the men's and women's room? And
yeah, so actually the restaurant before us was Ames Street Deli and Study Restaurant, and they opened the same month that we opened Dumpling Daughter in Weston, and we're actually really good friends with the former proprietor of Ames Street Deli. He actually may even work for us at Dumpling Daughter and Kendall Investor. But besides the point, they functioned as two concepts. Two toilets, men, women's room, one full kitchen, and Ames Street Deli, which is the Vester side, has a full functioning hood with electric cooking appliances. So we're really just going to mirror what they did. They did a full service formal dining on one side, and then the full bar with bar snacks and menu on the left side. So it's really going to be the same thing as to what they were doing. So we will be able to access both spaces, and customers will need to go through Dumpling Daughter to go to the bathroom.
From Vester.
From Vester. Will mostly use their side other than the toilets.
So how are you going to control the back and forth in terms of... So, because Vester is also applying for a liquor license.
Correct, yes.
So how are you not? How are you separating that? Where's the storage for?
The inventory shared? Or?
No, it's two. It's run as two completely different LLCs, and we're independent of each other. So the wine and beer selection will be totally different from one another, and the inventory and storage will also be separate. Everything actually has to be very separate because it is two companies. And that's why we applied separately. Everything is done separately.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
So actually the floor plan is the same thing as before.
So it's one space.
It is one space. It's one space, and then there's a doorway that goes between Vester and Dumpling Daughter. There's a doorway for the for clientele, and then there's a doorway to the kitchen.
So Vester is this
it's the left
where
side.
The left side. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is Vester.
And I guess it depends on how you look at it.
So are these cut off?
They're submitted separately. They're submitted separately. So if you look at the lower right-hand side, it'll say if it's Dumpling Daughter.
So this says Dumpling Daughter and Vesta. Dumpling Daughter proposed seating. Oh, Vesta proposed seating.
Right.
Okay. So where is the Vesta space with respect to Dumpling Daughter?
If you're looking at the space and...
So this is Dumpling Daughter proposed seating. This is... Vesta.
Right.
Do they line up like this? Do they line up like this?
The first row.
They line up like this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That makes it easy. So this line here is this line.
Yeah, probably right there. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We're actually not building anything different from what it was before. We're not sealing any exits or entrances from what it was before.
But you'll have to travel, if you're a Vesta customer, you'll have to walk through Dumpling Daughter to use restrooms.
Correct.
And how about entrance and exit? You don't have to go through.
No, we have separate.
Okay. All right.
Where is the storage? Where do you guys keep your inventory?
So we have a mezzanine that is on the Dumpling Daughter side.
Yep.
And that will be used as storage. And if
for Dumpling Daughter.
Yeah, and if necessary, private events. But mostly for storage. There's an office up there.
And there's a storage unit.
And there's also a storage unit under the stairway at Dumpling Daughter. But, we don't plan on doing a lot of storage, obviously. We want to bring things in and sell them. So we're going to have deliveries as often as possible.
And where is Vesta storing?
So in addition to the mezzanine, there's also a storage unit next to the office. So that is an option for me. But that's just as Nadia said, I don't plan to keep much inventory on my site. So whatever comes in pretty much will be stored on the Vester site and then will be sold.
But you wouldn't be able to use the mezzanine for Vester because the mezzanine is licensed under Dumpling Daughter, and therefore any alcohol, at least with regard to the alcohol,
right.
The alcohol would only, for Dumpling Daughter, would be the only one that could be stored at the mezzanine level.
So she has... a big walk-in cooler, and most of her wine and beer actually has to be refrigerated upon delivery. So most of your beer, I think, will
beer
go straight
will
in the
have
cooler.
To be in my side, absolutely.
And
yes.
She also has storage behind her bar. But I think that if her storage overflows, it'll only be paper products.
Right.
But we don't foresee that much paper products because it's a sit-down restaurant.
And Ms. Spillman, have you ever been the manager of record and liquor license before?
I was the general manager of my mom's restaurant in New Jersey. My mom's actually here today. I was the general manager for her back in 2010, and she had a full bar in New Jersey. in Fort Lee, New Jersey, by the George Washington Bridge. So I managed that for 2 years.
So are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to sale and service of alcohol?
Well, I'm looking forward to taking the classes for that.
Okay. Do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations after you take the class and if we approve you?
Yes.
Thank you. And I believe we were missing the corporate vote.
It should be in there.
We brought the corporate vote because I didn't know if I should. I didn't know if I was supposed to get it notarized, so I didn't. But I have it here.
The bank statements are in there.
The corporate vote goes with the common victular application, right?
It goes with your alcohol application, yeah, with both of them. But.
So it should be dated or backdated?
Your corporate vote should be dated the date the corporation took the vote.
That's right. Okay, sorry about that.
Can you tell us why you think we should grant you the malt and wine license for this location?
Well, I don't have beer and wine in Weston because it's not a focus of ours, but I think that in Cambridge, we have BYOB in Weston. But I think that purely for the enjoyment of complimenting the food, I think beer and wine would be nice for the Chinese food.
Dumpling daughter. Any other questions for Dumpling daughter?
No.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this? You're in favor? Yes, ma'am, you can speak up.
My name is Sally Lee. Those are my daughters. And I'm so overwhelmed. They follow my footsteps and create their own business. And I will help them all the way with my retired age and equate them with the new recipes and anytime that they would like to help.
Thank you.
Supporting them.
Thank you.
Sorry, how do we call your last name?
L-I-N-G.
Thank you. Anyone else? For the record, we have a letter from Cambridge Councillor Tim Toomey in support of this application. And just so that you know, if we do approve it, I note that you have a public patio. You intend to serve alcohol in the patio as well?
We're currently applying for that with the DPW, I want to make it as simple as possible, so I asked them pretty much for their lead. If it's going to be very difficult to serve outside, I'm not going to. I'm just going to follow their lead, though.
Just note that if you do intend to serve alcohol in the patio, because it's a public sidewalk, you also need to enter into an agreement with the city manager.
Okay.
I would quite frankly like to hear the next one as well and sort of digest this with all of the answers before I vote. So I would defer on this, but if you gentlemen are ready to vote.
I can do it
either way.
I'm
going to
defer.
Either way.
Okay. All right. So we will hear now in terms of Spectre.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for having both of us this afternoon. Just to extend upon Nadia's narrative of our family story. So I actually have extensive hospitality background in hotels. Nadia wanted to start a family, and so I came to manage Dumpling Daughter for the past 2.5 years. And so we've worked together really well, which is why I felt comfortable pursuing this lease. My vision for Vester is definitely one that was inspired through my travels. So it's an upscale, sit-down, all-day contemporary cafe. Very simple, 15 menu items served throughout the day. I was also a former sommelier in my hospitality background, and so I actually had the idea of serving beer and wine in a whole different way in terms of descriptors and selling it to the neighborhood that would complement the food. Much of the food is actually inspired by my travels throughout Europe, so it definitely goes hand in hand with that. But because Nadia needed a breakfast sector, and actually I was a breakfast manager with Langham Hospitality Group in Chicago, I felt totally comfortable pursuing that. And you know, because of the demands of the neighborhood, wanted to extend the hours just for business purposes, because I think that it would be needed, and I think it would be super helpful to the community as well.
And why would you need a beer and wine for this type of operation?
Well, because I essentially designed the menu with the thought of beer and wine with it, and I think next to the food, just wine has been a huge passion of mine that I pursued and actually halted to come to Weston. So for me, it was a new way to reintroduce that in my vision for presenting beer and wine to the neighborhood. I wanted to make it a little bit more approachable. I want people, millennials essentially, like myself, who are mostly in Kendall, to understand wine in a new way and not have it be so pretentious and difficult to read. And so the whole way is to make wine a little bit more fun and easygoing. So essentially that was to kind of pair up with the venue and the whole vibe of this contemporary, fun, eclectic cafe.
And you've never been the manager of record on a liquor license before, is that correct?
I haven't been the manager of a liquor license, but given that I was a sommelier in Chicago at this hotel, I've managed a full liquor license and took a lot of the required exams. And pretty much I was a bar manager as well. So I have experience with serving alcohol, and I anticipate that it's the same in Boston, more or less.
And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, DABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to sale and service of alcohol?
Yes. I still have to get into the details, but generally, yes.
Okay. So you still need to take your 21 proof or TIPS certification?
I have to retake TIPS so that my Chicago one expired, yes.
Okay. Do you understand that if we approve you, we expect you to stay up to date with the rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
Now, I know that you applied for 44 seats inside. ISD has limited to 40 for zoning purposes.
Sure.
And I was the lease. Do you have your lease?
I do. I have, Nadia has the lease with the Broad Institute, and I have the sublease that I have with her.
Okay, yeah. So we'll need a copy of that.
We submitted the first 15 pages. Do you want the 100-page lease?
Yes. Okay. Unfortunately, we needed.
This is the sublease. Yeah. Thank you.
And do you have your corporate book?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
The actual the signatures of the lease are attached to the back.
Okay, thank you. And then we also needed your financials, Ms. Beal?
Yes. This is a 3-month bank statement.
And did we get the abutter notification?
That was my next question.
Yeah.
I see them.
So I had a small mishap when I sent out this the certified mail. It did not request receipts. However, I spoke with the Postal Service, and they forwarded me each additional signed delivery or acceptance of the letter.
Okay. So these are Dumpling Daughters.
I'll take all of it.
And these are two returned for Dumpling Daughter Investor from Florida.
And
those as well.
Okay.
We'll make it all.
Okay.
That's good. Done one.
And this is for Vester.
So this is Ms. Ling's. Oh, and okay.
We have a combined account.
Okay,
yeah.
So what the ABCC requires is 3 consecutive months.
Yes.
And because your mom is also listed on this, your mom will have to submit an affidavit saying that she has no beneficial interest in the license. Anyone in favor of this petition? And we'll incorporate by reference Ms. Ling's statements from before. And I will also state for the record that Councillor Toomey also sent in a letter of support for this application. Anyone in opposition? Okay. I would like to just look at everything before I vote on it again. But I don't foresee an issue, obviously. But I just want to look at everything before we vote on it. So I would defer my vote.
Do you have a timeline on your lease?
Well, so the lease, we anticipate to open.
So the lease starts July 1st.
Okay.
How are we notified about the update?
Yep, Ms. Lynch will communicate, Mr. O'Neill will communicate with you in terms of when it's back on the agenda.
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's do the second call. Mr. Upton, is your client here?
Yes.
Okay.
Rains International.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Yes.
Good afternoon. Andrew Upton for the applicant. With me is Ko Lee, the proposed manager of record, C-O-L-E.
Thank you. And Ms. Lee, you've never been the manager of record on a liquor license before, is that correct?
I am for Brookline location.
Okay. So, which?
For Brookline location.
Okay.
Because I have a ministry, and what about promoted is when they want to change my name for Cambridge, too.
So you're on the liquor license in Brookline?
Yes. Brookline.
Yep, cool.
And what's the name of the establishment in Brookline?
Same.
Okay. And have you had any disciplinary issues with the local board or the ABCC?
No.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
Are you currently TIPS or 21 proof certified?
I am TIPS certified and CERCLA certified.
Madam Chair, if you're TIPS, are you... We were planning to get her 21 proof as well.
Tips suffices.
Tips now suffices?
Yes.
Okay.
So, do you guys have any questions?
No.
Okay, so we will make the change for you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you.
And I would vote to grant.
Granted.
We'll make a notation to the ABCC that she's currently the approved manager of records at this time. Do you know the address?
For
the one in Brookline?
I do.
The
1002 Beacon
yes.
Street? 02446.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good day.
Administrative matters. Anderson Eugene, holder of Cambridge Hackney driver's license. Number 28873, consideration of his renewal application.
So this one's here because Mr. Eugene has been previously licensed with us for a Hackney license. He hasn't renewed it since 2014. there are no issues, and I don't foresee why we shouldn't grant it, but I wanted to put it before you in case you wanted to hear from him in a hearing, or if you just wanted to renew it.
There are no issues.
Okay. So renewal granted.
Compliments Food, holder of peddler license number 10032, has applied for an amendment to their existing license to vend on April 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at 155 Gore Street.
Ranson.
The license commission has received notice of license suspension, the all-alcohol license held by La Fabrica Central at 450 Mass Ave for various violations.
Would acknowledge it.
Zabloul Ayad, on behalf of Voice of the Arab World Incorporated, has requested that their annual livery inspection fee be waived.
This is the same request we had last year. We voted to deny it last year, as we did with all of their liveries. I would vote the same way this year and vote deny.
If I may, Madam Chair, last year you gave him, since he was in the hospital, you gave him some time.
We gave him 90 days because he just had surgery and he was in the hospital. He's not in the hospital now. So I would still say denied.
IHOP, holder of common victualer license number 12389-1, has notified the license commission that Carlos Camacho is now the manager.
Name change granted.
Colt International Business School Incorporated, 1 Education Street, holder of an educational institutional license, has requested a change of officers from Nicholas Mjorner to Kleist Alden as the clerk and Melissa Fredette.
Granted.
381 Portland Properties, holder of Garage and Flammable Storage, license number 10043, has notified the license commission that they have moved out of the garage and sold the building.
Board acknowledges license canceled.
Seattle.
This is at 381-383 Portland Street.
Tom Giannino has notified the license commission that the correct number of vehicles and the 66 Albany Street open-air parking lot is 55 and not 112.
Board acknowledges.
Patrick Martin, on behalf of Phoenix Communications, has applied for special noise variance May 2nd through 4th from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. at Fulkerson Street for fiber splicing.
This was all set in terms of all other departments, and I see no issue granted.
Robert Leach, on behalf of Nauset Construction Corp., has applied for a special noise variance April 30th through May 11th, weekdays from 9 p.m. until 4 a.m. at 1669 Mass Ave for backhoe, trucks, demo saw, jackhammer, generators, and a light tower.
MBTA actually asked for the shutoff during this time, so granted.
Rafael Rodriguez Jr., on behalf of Turner Construction, has applied for a special noise variance April 28th from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 60 Binney for setting up a crane and moving road barriers into place.
So the variance time is only 7 to 9 for this crane, so that is granted.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m.?
Well, because they can start at 9 a.m.
Yep. One-day matters. Phil Manley, on behalf of the Harvard Square Business Association, has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised in Harvard Square on May 6th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. for the 35th annual May Fair with dancing, music, amplification, and about 100,000 people expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Rachel Rocco Burton, on behalf of the New Dance Complex, has applied for wine and malt licenses to be exercised at 536 Mass Ave, April 27th to 29th from 7 to 11 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. May 4th through May 6th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. May 11th through 13th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. May 18th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. May 19th through 21st, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. June 8th through 10th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. June 22nd through 24th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for dance recitals with 80 expected.
Granted as to all.
Gerda Mascant has applied for a malt and wine license to be exercised at St. Anthony's Parish, 400 Cardinal Medeiros Avenue, on April 29th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. for a King's Day celebration with 300 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Jamie Giordano has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at the Courtyard, 1 Kendall Square, September 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. for a concert with amplified music, 100 expected.
Granted.
Jen Fields, on behalf of Alden and Harlow, has applied for a malt license to be exercised in front of 40 Brattle Street for a beer garden on May 6th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. for May Fair with 60 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Michael Monestime, on behalf of the Central Square Business Association, has applied for an entertainment license and multiple vendor permits to be exercised at University Park, 91 Sydney Street, every Sunday, May 6th through October 28th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a flea market with dancing and amplified music with 5,000 expected.
Granted with police detail required through the hours that Sergeant Kale requested. So the beer tent from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and roaming from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Michael Monestime, on behalf of Central Square Business Association, has applied for an entertainment license at Naco Taco, 289 Mass Ave, on May 12th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. for a community event showcase with amplified music, 750 expected.
Just before you go on that one, Michael Monestime for the one before, also, oh, you did request it, the Hawker Peddler application, mm-hmm. That was also granted. Monestime, with regard to Naco Taco, granted police detail required with specifications given by Sergeant Kale. Same as above.
Jared Hicks has applied for an entertainment license at Lord Hobo, 92 Hampshire Street, on April 28th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a science lecture fundraiser concert with dancing music amplified system with 50 expected.
Wasn't this the one that zoning said that this is not approved?
Yes.
So denied based on zoning restrictions.
Audrey McHero has applied for a vendor's license at Sanders Theater, 45 Quincy Street, on April 28th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. to sell t-shirts, bottles, and CDs.
Granted.
Kayla Marvel has applied for a malt and wine license at University Park, 91 Sydney Street, every Sunday from May 6th through October 28th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for Central Flea.
Granted, police detail required.
Aaron Becker, on behalf of the Cambridge Art Association, has applied for a malt and wine license at 25 Lowell Street on May 11th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a fundraiser, 120 expected.
Granted, with the condition that a limited number of alcoholic drinks be associated with the admission charge, otherwise alcohol must be sold, and I would suggest limit the number of drinks to 4.
Mm-hmm. Abram Turner and Rachel Devlin have applied for an entertainment license at MIT Little Kresge Theater, 48 Mass Ave, on April 27th, 28th, May 3rd, May 4th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and April 29th, May 5th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a theater performance with entertainers, dancing, music, amplification, theater exhibition, light show, dynamic audio visual show, 60 expected.
Granted.
Alex Tannenbaum, a holder of common victualler or all alcoholic beverages license, has applied for an all-alcohol license to be exercised at 289-297 Mass Ave, Village and State Street, on May 12th from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a motorcycle community event with 500 expected.
I would grant only as a malt and wine license. Also, this is contiguous to the current licensed premises, so based on our current practice, no license fee. That the alcohol area must be supervised by employees of the licensed premises at all times, and that a police detail is required.
Mona Kangson, on behalf of the Cambridge Public Library, has applied for an entertainment license at Joan Lawrence Park, 441 Broadway, on July 17th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for an outdoor live musical event with dancing, entertainers, amplified music, $200 expected.
Granted with the fee waived as it is a City of Cambridge event.
Shirley Santos has applied for an entertainment and one-day amusement, Moon Bounce, to be exercised at the Kennedy Longfellow School, 158 Spring Street, on May 5th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a block party, $125 expected.
Granted also waiver of fee because it's a City of Cambridge event.
Kathleen Murphy, on behalf of Buckingham Brown and Nichols, has applied for a one-day entertainment license for May 5th. And a rain date of May 19th from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. for their annual fundraiser with dancing, music, and amplified sound.
Granted.
Cassandra Uva, on behalf of the Dunster House Formal Committee, has applied for a wine and malt and entertainment license on April 26th from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. at Dunster House Courtyard with amplified music, light show, and dancing.
Granted with a limited number of drinks, and I would suggest four, associated with the admission charge, otherwise the alcohol must be sold and police detail required.
Yep.
Isaac, yeah, I put it down there because you can't see anything right.
Isaac Metcalf, on behalf of the Gilbert and Sullivan Players, has applied for an entertainment license on May 4th, 5th, 10th, and 11th from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. and May 6th and 12th. From 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. at Salad, Puerto Rico.
Crenton?
This is Isaac Mecca.
Yes. Yasmin Nurbitlis, on behalf of the French...
Nope. That was removed from the agenda.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh, yes, I did know that. Aaron West, on behalf of Harvard Athletics, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license May 1st from 9:30 p.m. until 1 a.m. at Quincy House Dining Hall for a formal.
Granted with the condition that there be a limited number of drinks, I would suggest two based on the admission charge. Otherwise, alcohol must be sold and a police detail is required. Yeah.
Paul McMenamin, on behalf of the Sinclair, has applied for a one-day wine and malt license at 50 Church Street for a presentation.
Granted.
Bertil Jean Schubert has applied for a one-day amendment to their existing license to have an outdoor patio for Mayfair on May 6th from 12 p.m. until 6 p.m. at 13 Bradley.
Can you guys confirm that last one that I said? I think someone touched my tile.
Dana was preparing licenses.
Let's skip. Here he is. Okay.
And there's two.
Yep.
The next
so
one.
This, the one that I'm looking at right now, is the May 6th one, which is the one you just called, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Both of them.
They're both the same date.
He's got an amendment and then a license.
Oh, yeah. This is
amendment
this to for the
Medicare
stuff, right?
Yes. It's not,
okay. This is, okay. So granted as to both.
What is the existing license?
The existing license is the Beef Brasserie.
Oh,
this
okay.
is basically an extension, but since we don't do those anymore, we do them as one days. Because of that, since it's contiguous, no fee, no license
right.
fee. But I would put a condition that there, the area must be monitored and staffed at all times by an employee of the licensed premises.
Police detail?
Yes, police detail.
Susan indicated detail.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then we have all the late submissions. John Lesko, on behalf of Eversource, has applied for a special noise variance from April 29th to June 18th, from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. on Mass Ave from Vassar to Albany Streets, for a vacuum truck excavator, rubber tire excavator, triaxle dump truck, crew truck with compressor, pavement cutter, and backfill compactor.
Yeah, the city requested this be done at night because of traffic issues, so granted with the police detail required.
Michaela Gold, on behalf of the MIT Microbiome Club, has applied for a one-day wine and malt license at the MIT Museum on May 10th from 6:30 to 9 for a presentation with 100 expected.
Granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold and police detail required.
Stefan Henry Rary, on behalf of Chocolate City, has applied for a one-day entertainment license on April 28th. From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at 471 Memorial Drive for a party with dancing and amplified music, 500 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Veronica Santana has applied for a one-day entertainment license on April 27th. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., 84 Mass Ave for a concert, dancing, amplified music, light show, 600 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Marion Cunningham has applied for a one-day wine and malt license, April 28th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at 20 Ames Street for a party with 120 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Shireen Hamza, on behalf of Mather House Committee, has applied for a one-day all-alcohol and entertainment license on April 28th from 9 p.m. to 1:15 a.m. at 10 Copperthwaite Street for a party with 150 expected.
Granted, with the condition that there be a limited number of alcoholic drinks, I would suggest two associated with the admission charge, otherwise alcohol must be sold and police detail required.
Brian Tam, on behalf of the Independent Film Society of Boston, has applied for a one-day entertainment license on April 28th from 9:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. at 1924 Mass Ave for a party with amplified sound, 100 expected.
Granted, police detail required. I'm sorry. No, granted, no police detail.
Stephanie Corona, on behalf of Quad House Committee, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for a formal on April 27th from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Radcliffe Resident Quad with dancing, amplified sound, and a light show with 900 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Molly Stanzik, on behalf of the Leverett House Committee, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for a formal on April 29th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at McKinlock Hall Courtyard, dancing, amplified sound, light show, 400 expected.
Granted, police detail required. Can I see that one? I'm sorry, these are add-ons. I think I should see this one, yeah. Give me a second glance. Yeah, no. I would also add a condition on the Molly,
okay.
One with the, that the alcohol must be sold.
George Hegarty, on behalf of Kirkland House Committee, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for a formal April 28th, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Kirkland House Courtyard, dancing, amplified music, light show, 250 expected.
Granted, with the condition that a limited number of two drinks, of alcoholic drinks, be associated with the admission charge, otherwise alcohol sold, and police detail required.
William Burke, on behalf of Adams House Committee, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for a formal on April 26th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Adams House Courtyard, dancing, amplified music, light show, 300 expected.
Granted, limited, being four alcoholic drinks with admission charge, otherwise alcohol sold,
detail,
and police detail.
Edward Salerno, on behalf of Elliott House Committee, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for a formal on May 5th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Elliott House Courtyard with dancing, amplified music, light show, 800 expected.
Granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold and
Ronaldo Pearson, on behalf of Winthrop House, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for a formal on April 29th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Gore Hall Courtyard, dancing, amplified music, and light show with 250 expected.
Granted with the condition that four drinks be associated with the admission charge, otherwise alcohol must be sold and police detail required. So now I'm speaking shorthand, so just...
And I'm... Thomas Chang, on behalf of Harvard Breakers, has applied for a one-day entertainment license for a dance competition on April 28th from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. with dancing, floor show, amplified music, 200 expected.
Granted. Please do feel required.
Bill Manley, on behalf of the Harvard Square Business Association, has applied for a one-day amusement license for a roaming railroad on May 6th for Mayfair.
Did you notice whether that was included in the park permit that they got? I know it's 12 to 6.
Yeah,
if you mind grabbing the first one that you have there of the one day, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. I know.
It's there annually, so I imagine that...
What's the name on it?
Bill Manley.
Should be...
Still further down.
It's the first or second one.
It's literally the first one day that we did. So I think...
I think it's even further down.
Harvard.
No, Harvard Square.
Alden and Howell, 40.
No,
you're
not.
Here we go. I got it.
Yep.
Is this at Winter Park? No. Is that where it is?
The Roman Railroad? No, it kind of goes...
Yeah, so they need a permit.
Thing.
Yeah, well, they need a permit.
What's the location?
It has a route, actually. They do it every year.
Here's Mayfair, and there was another one in there, Mayfair, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would grant pending permit otherwise, and only because we don't have another meeting before.
Yeah, I'll talk to Rob. Daniel Estandian has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for a performance party at the MIT Media Lab, May 4th from 9 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. with dancing, amplified music, and a dynamic audio video show with 200 expected.
Granted, police detail required.
Oh my God.
Nope, and you forgot the minutes. You have them listed
here. Oh, I wrote it right here, didn't I? Minutes for the hearing of April 11th.
Approved?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're done.
And we are done. Once you've signed up.
The letter from the ECBA that was mentioned as part of the Edmunds Grant puzzle, it was used a couple times. I didn't hear what the ECBA said.
You can get a copy of it upstairs.
Okay.